Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, and you are listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Well, I've just returned home to Bristol, Tennessee after an incredible week in Cincinnati, Ohio for the 2023 CMDA National Convention. What an amazing event. I had the opportunity to meet with so many of you face-to-face, including CMDA members and friends I've known for years. Plus, we had so many new members who joined us for their first ever national convention. We even had one member join us all the way from El Salvador, who is so excited to connect with her CMDA colleagues in the United States. Plus, we had an all-time record, nearly 200 students and residents in attendance this last weekend. It was a huge blessing for us all. One of my favorite moments during the convention was an interview that I had on the stage during the Friday night plenary session with a longtime dear friend from South Africa, Dr. Augustin Lutakwa. He's originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but fled, was a refugee, and moved to South Africa and ended up training as a general surgeon. In addition, he now serves as an associate executive officer for the International CMDA organization, and we call that ICMDA. He's in sub-Saharan Africa, where he promotes the mission, vision, and core values of ICMDA among students and junior graduates. He also just happens to be the Congress director for the upcoming ICMDA World Congress. So I asked him if he would join us all the way from South Africa, live on stage, to share about his work in South Africa, and to tell us more about this global gathering of Christians in healthcare under the theme, Serving with Love in a Hurting World, coming up this June 2023. So let's listen in to our first ever CMDA Matters interview that took place before a live CMDA convention audience. Well, good evening. You are going to be part of the first ever live on the stage CMDA Matters podcast program, because this is going to be going out in the next 2 weeks as a podcast on CMDA Matters. So if you're not listening to the podcast, ask you to go to your favorite podcast platform, or Spotify or iTunes, whatever, and you're going to be hearing this for the second time, hopefully with not much editing. I brought with me a friend, and what we're going to do here in the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to have an interview with a good friend of mine from South Africa, followed by a greeting to you from the director, who happens to be a resident. So you residents out there, leadership for a nation is possible, because the leader of the Christian Medical Association of Ukraine is a medicine resident, and has been for the last year and a half. And he wrote to me about a month ago and said, I heard your national convention is coming. Your members have blessed us so much in Ukraine with funds to help us take care of our own people. Would you allow me to greet your members and thank them? And so immediately following this conversation, you'll hear from Rudy, who's a medicine resident who's been very faithful in his own country. And immediately following that, we are going to have an offering to take for ICMDA. Every year, we emphasize ICMDA, our international partner, and do that in different ways. Dr. Saunders, Peter Saunders, is the executive officer, and he's been here before. But this year, I invited a friend of mine who's been Dr. Augustin Lutakwa from South Africa. So welcome this evening, Augustin.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So he is the assistant executive officer for ICMDA for all of sub-Saharan Africa. You are a general surgeon in South Africa practicing, but you didn't start in South Africa. Tell us about where you're from and why you're not there anymore.
Well, I'm originally from the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo. For those who don't know what DRC stands for, I'm not sure how democratic it is, but I was born in a town called Goma in the east side. And that's where I did my undergraduate medicine, which I did not complete. 4 years through medical training, war started, and I had to leave and then find myself in South Africa.
In Durban.
In Durban, where I had to do all over my medical training.
Starting with undergraduate again.
Undergraduate again from start, and then eventually I did my training in general surgery, which I completed, and now working as a general surgeon.
At what point in time, Augustine, did God awaken your heart and you realized that you needed a savior called Jesus Christ?
I think that's a good question. I don't remember a specific time, as one will say, a Damascus moment. But it was kind of a journey, progressive growth. Initially, I was born in a Catholic family. And eventually, when I went to the university, which was a Protestant university, I became acutely aware that I needed to learn more about Jesus and God. And eventually, in South Africa, it grew. My faith grew, partially through ICMDA and CMF South Africa, which I was involved in.
So you met some graduate professors, older members of CMF, Christian Medical Fellowship, in South Africa. And it was there that a group of you began to have community fellowship with one another, encourage one another within surgery and medicine.
Yes, indeed. Initially, it was difficult because by then I didn't know many people. It was a new country, and the seniors who were part of the group, it was initially a smaller group, about 10 people. Suddenly, I became one of the leaders of that particular group, and we grew eventually. Within 5 years, it was almost 500 people, students on campus.
Wow. So at some point in time, you heard, I mean, at that time, all you knew was Christian Medical Fellowship of South Africa.
Yes.
But at some point in time, you heard about this global organization called ICMDA. And you were given an incredible opportunity. 2005, somewhere around there, there was this conference happening in Australia.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Actually, it was an opportunity that came around. I was given a bursary. I attended the Impact Conference and ICMDA World Congress. And that's where I got exposed to the wider family of the ICMDA. And that, I think, has changed my perspective, both of what I believe medicine is all about, but also a sense of direction of what God was calling me to do, which was much bigger than what initially I thought when I joined medical school.
Right. You just a national or even maybe a regional understanding until you went to Australia.
Yes.
And saw how global this was. So if any of you were at the national convention around 2003, 2004, this is one of your recipients of your generosity. He was able to go to Australia, see what God was doing globally within medicine, with ICMDA, and came back all fired up, right?
Yes, of course. Since then, I sold out. If I could use that word, I just said, Lord, take over, and that's to me has been my passion, to go around across Africa, recruiting new movement. I'm kind of a missionary, so to speak, for the vision of what God is doing through medicine and through His people.
Now, over the last several years that I've known you, it seems to me that in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa, there's a lot of international camaraderie and collaboration working together nation to nation, and you are all over sub-Saharan Africa working with leaders from ICMDA and the various nations, right?
Yes, that's part of what I do on a part-time, beside being a full-time general surgeon. Every time I have, I travel across the continent, supporting, starting, and strengthening where the no movement we start, where there is, we strengthen that, and also build those communities which we have seen growing fast in the last 5 to 10 years or so.
So about 4 or 5 years ago, Augustine, we were meeting as a board, ICMDA, and talking about the future of where the next World Congress was to be held, and I'm quite sure that you were elated that we chose Arusha, Tanzania.
Yes, definitely God played a role in that, to select the country which in East Africa, Tanzania. That's where the next World Congress will take place. And Lord requested me that to take off from my work to dedicate just for the Congress, which I'm doing now until the Congress is over.
Under the title of World Congress Director.
Yes, and as a World Congress Director, yes, you're correct.
So let's talk about now the Bursary Fund, which is what we at CMDA in the U.S. Are the largest contributor to that Bursary Fund. And what does the Bursary Fund do exactly?
This bursary fund, to be honest, is actually huge, because I mean, without the bursary, a lot of countries will not be able to participate. We are talking about roughly in developing world, people getting a salary of $300 to $500, and we are charging $600. To break even,
so just meaning for the registration.
Yeah, just for registration, meaning it will cost double a salary to register. So, and what ICMDA does, specifically CMDA, which is our biggest donor, it's enabling those students and the juniors, specifically from middle to low income, to participate to the Congress and witness and probably be me in the next 10 to 15 years, who knows?
Yeah. So we knew when we chose Tanzania there would be a lot of African participation, and there has been an overwhelming response of those wanting to come. And so the initial goal was $150,000 for the bursary. And not too long ago, we realized we needed more.
Yes, indeed. We initially thought probably 150 will bring about 300, but we had 650 applicants. And so far, we only managed to give about just under 200 bursaries. So we have 450 people on the waiting list to come and participate.
So the new goal of our board of ICMDA set is now at $250,000. Last year, this group, this assembly, contributed $50,000 toward the bursary. And two consecutive conventions, we take up an offering. The convention, the World Congress, is just in 2 months. So the goal now is $250,000. And CMD, I'd like to ask us this year to set a goal, again, to match what we did last year, that we'd be able to raise tonight, this weekend, $50,000 to support bursaries for those junior doctors. And you tell me that's anyone who's finished medical school for the first 5 years. Generally, that's the focus.
Yes,
is junior
that
doctors.
Is the junior doctors within 5 years post undergraduate. Yes.
So we're going to take that offer here in just a minute after we watch the video. But how in the world does Dr. Lutakwa find any time to do surgery? That's what I wonder.
Well, in between, usually I do 25 to 30 trips a year. And that's on a average. I have only 22 days of my leave, so I usually take unpaid leave to just travel around the continent. And God has blessed me to see how the organizations and the national movement have grown over the years. It's really a blessing. And through these type of conferences, when they attend the regional event or world congresses, it's a life-changing event.
You told me earlier today there are many nations joining ICMDA, being inducted this year at the World Congress. How many new nations?
We are expecting 26 have applied, but those that we looking at the files, we believe about just over 16
new
will
nations
be able
joining
to join the 84 existing currently movement.
So we, reaching 100 nations.
We will reach 100 and plus,
wow,
we believe.
Praise God. Well, how can we pray for you and for the World Congress and for Africa as its executive officer? And as you give us an answer, Dr. Jeff Barrows is going to come up and is going to pray for you when you share with those requests.
Well, I think few prayer requests. The first one is the financial needs, of course, to enable those deserving people to come and join. Of course, no hindrance to this participation, including visa or travel regulations. We also pray for the speakers to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be guided and impact the lives of people who will attend.
And I know that the last plenary speaker needs a special anointing from the Holy
indeed,
Spirit.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah. Sunday morning, all of America needs to be on their knees praying for the last plenary speaker at the World Congress.
That's yes, indeed, that is very...
Go ahead.
Yes. We really appreciate. It's amazing how not only the majority of speakers, well, 30% of the content of the Congress, the whole Congress, they are coming from CMDA, US. So it is a double blessing where they sow with money, but also with their heart and the word, and we are so blessed.
Including Dr. Jeff Barrows, who's going to pray now, who's running an advocacy pre-conference track at the in Arusha, Tanzania. So Jeff, would you pray for Augustine?
Let's go before the Lord's throne. Father God, I thank you that you have chosen and anointed Augustine to be the director of this upcoming World Congress. And as he has said, I just pray that you will be with him in his various travels. I pray that you will help him to make sure that the right people you want to come to Tanzania are able to come. I pray, Father, that you will bless our offering this evening. I pray that we can not only reach 50,000, but exceed 50,000. And in the next coming weeks, Father, I just pray that you will watch over Augustine as he is traveling himself and as he is working. Guard him, guard his heart, continue to empower and enable him. And we ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Augustine.
My name is Rudolf. I'm president of Christian Medical Association of Ukraine. And it's an honor to me share with you what is happening in Ukraine and how God greatly blessed Christian Medical Association. And I was thinking what I can share with you. I can tell you about 500 tons of medical aid that we sent. I can tell you about children that was operated by Christian plastic surgeons in Lviv. I can tell you about soldiers who send in us every day gratitude. I can tell you about the fact that Christian Medical Association impacted on the whole medical system in Ukraine. But I want to share with you about the main thing, about the most important, why we do this. Why we want to be in the epicenter of evil, not to be on sideline, but to help the people. Because we believe the church is called to be the light. We believe that Christian Medical Association has to be in the hardest parts, has to be involved in solutions in saving people lives. And sometimes it is unfortunately literally saving lives. One chaplain that we supported since the beginning of war shared me with stories, many stories, but one of them was like describing what Christian Medical Association is doing. The soldier who received tourniquets and bandages from us, he had an unsuccessful attack on Russian positions, and he was bombed with artillery and other bullets, and he got injury of his left hand and leg. It was massive injured. This bleeding was stopped only by tourniquet, and that was given by his friends. And they tried to evacuate him, but it was so difficult because it was on the hill. They tried to climb him, but it was really, really heavy and difficult. And he told, "Leave me alone. I'm gonna kill myself." And but by accident, the doctors, frontline paramedics, were walking on the other mission, and they had stretchers. Without stretchers, they would not be able to bring him to the road. When by accident was driving the ambulance, where he was given the first help, doctor's help. Then he was evacuated to hospitals in Dnipro. After first operation, he was delivered by train to Lviv Hospital. So you're not gonna see the Christian Medical Association here, but we gave to on every point help to every position. We gave him tourniquet, we supplied them with stretchers, we sometimes buy ambulances to evacuation, we support the hospitals in Dnipro, in Lviv. Every hospital in those cities was supported by Christian Medical Association. So when the chaplain prayed in the Lviv and gives a Bible to this defender, it was so valuable to him. And why I'm telling these stories? Because this is describing of the holy presence, holy support that we can do. I encourage you to continue believe in the church, to be the light in the midst of the darkness, and let your faith be effective. Thank you.
You know, CMDA members donated nearly $190,000 to help Dr. Rudolph and his colleagues bring vital and critical support to Ukrainians during the crisis over the last year and a half. I hope that testimony encouraged you. He's actually a resident and a Ukrainian physician who heads up the Christian Medical Association of Ukraine. And I'm also so grateful that Dr. Lutakwa was willing to come all the way from South Africa to attend the 2023 CMDA National Convention. You know, after Augustine gave his powerful testimony of how he was sponsored to go all the way from Africa to Australia to attend a World Congress, we took an offering at the National Convention, and praise God, those in attendance gave so generously, and we raised over $56,000 to send to ICMDA to support junior doctors in their first 5 years after graduate school to be able to attend that conference in Arusha. And I know that so many hundreds of lives are going to be impacted because of that generosity. I hope that hearing from Augustine encouraged you to consider attending the 2023 ICMDA World Congress in Arusha, Tanzania. Every 4 years, the ICMDA family is invited to gather together for a week of fellowship, sharing, worship, and teaching. This is the 17th Congress and will also mark the 60th anniversary of ICMDA. Back in 1963, some 80 delegates from 15 different countries met in Amsterdam for the first International Congress of Christian Physicians. Now, 60 years later, we hope to have more than 1,000 delegates from over 100 nations. Join with us June 20th through the 25th. Plenary speakers will include Dr. Vadi Bakum from African Christian University in Zambia, Dr. Florence Mwindi from Life in Abundance International, Professor John Wyatt from University College in London, myself as well will be there, and several others. You can find more information at cmda.org/events. If you weren't able to join us this year at our 2023 National Convention, I have to say that you missed out on a wonderful weekend that was filled with worship and encouraging and inspirational speakers. But most importantly, you missed out on the chance to fellowship with more than 1,000 of your fellow CMDA members and friends. Now's the time to mark your calendars for next year, as we will be at Ridgecrest in the Blue Ridge Mountains near Asheville, North Carolina, on May 2nd through the 5th, 2024. You can actually now find more information, and you can already register for next year on our website by going to cmda.org/events. During this year's convention, I had the joy of sharing my annual CEO report. The Lord is using your CMDA to engage in meaningful ethical debates on the critical issues of our day. We are supporting those living and serving in creative access countries through Healthcare on Mission and reaching the next generation of healthcare professionals with significant growth in both undergrad and graduate campus ministries. Together, through God's mercy and grace, He is using us, it's humbling, to bring the hope and healing of Christ to the world. I marvel at how the Lord has provided so many avenues for all of us to help extend the gospel, the only life-changing hope for this broken and depraved world. On Saturday during the convention, I also had the privilege of announcing our fiscal year-end giving campaign. I'm excited to see how the Lord uses all of us this year through our prayers, giving, and service to accomplish all that I have just mentioned. Our goal this year is $750,000 by June 30th. I know, friends, that sounds like a lot, but no surprise, the Lord has already been working to help us meet this need. a total of 13 CMDA families have stepped up, and together they are offering the first $300,000 in the form of a matching gift. This means that every dollar given up to $300,000 will be matched. So let me thank you for prayerfully considering your best gift of the year to help meet this goal by June 30th, to help keep your CMDA strong and ready to serve locally, nationally, and yes, globally through these many ministries and through healthcare professionals. To give your gift today, just visit cmda.org/match or call our stewardship team, 888-230-2637. Many thanks, friends, for prayerfully considering your gift today.
Have you heard about CMDA Placement Services? It is a recruiting service that brings together healthcare professionals of like-minded faith to further God's kingdom. Through this service, we assist practices searching to hire Christian healthcare professionals, as well as healthcare professionals searching to join a Christian practice. We have a number of opportunities across the U.S., and the information is constantly updated on our website. Our service is free to healthcare professionals seeking a position, and our experienced placement specialists are happy to assist with your search as you seek the Lord's direction. For more information about CMDA Placement Services, visit cmda.org/placement.
I hope that you'll join me next Thursday, because I have invited our CMDA Vice President of Campus and Community Ministries, Reverend Bill Reichart, to share with us an interview that he had with Dr. Kara Buskmiller about what residency interviews are like for Christians and others who are making decisions based on their consciences and convictions now. As always, if you want to suggest a future guest for the podcast, you can email us at cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like our podcast, why don't you give us a 5-star rating and share us on your favorite social media platform? Well, we had some great Bible teaching at the National Convention. In fact, Dr. Daryl Bach motored through the entire book of Ephesians. What a great challenge. But you know, during that convention, Hebrews 12:1, it just kept running through my head. The writer says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." You know, there's no question that last week we were all surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, over 1,000 together in the greater Cincinnati area. And being together with our CMDA family has given me the encouragement as well as the endurance to continue running the race that is set before us. I hope and pray that as you listen from week to week and catch us on CMDA Matters, that you will have a renewed confidence and commitment to bring the hope and healing of Christ our Savior to the world, because that's what matters most to CMDA, and CMDA matters. We'll see you next week, friends, God willing.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.